Tomorrow I'll invent those blueprints. Tomorrow I'll start.
What's going on, people? It's your boy and my man Mr. Kirk.
What's up?
And welcome back to Tomorrow Isle, people. What will you do tomorrow? What will you do today to achieve your creative dreams? I'm Corey. That's Kirk. And we have a special guest in the studio. Not a special guest, because he's been on before, but special guest nonetheless, my man, Yuri Vontowski, also known as Nick Pretty, baby, or Young Nicky, you know, whatever you guys feel. All the names. Welcome back, friend. How you doing?
What's going on, dude?
Welcome to Austin. Finally, you know, looks like we made a little switcheroo. Traded one for another.
Hate DMs on Instagram about it.
Oh, are you really? Yeah. Wait, for real?
Yeah.
Oh, that's juicy. I like that.
Yeah. give us the cheese. Who's throwing hate the butterscotch bandits way?
It's just people busting my balls. Like, how are you gonna do landscape photography in a fucking city and all this and all that? I'm like, well, luckily for my work situation, it works out where I can go travel still.
It'll be anywhere fun. You want?
Yeah, pretty much anywhere will let me.
Well, nice. Within the United States or like anywhere.
I'm just saying like I can.
NDA. Travel. Yeah.
Okay. I know. That's fair.
Yeah. You sign that paperwork, baby.
Now I'm fucking around. No, dude, but welcome. We meant to do this about 2 weeks ago or so, but I know you were pretty wiped out. And, you know, obviously you got to work through the week. I got to work through the week. So Kirk's got to work through the week. So, yeah, but welcome. Welcome in, man. We celebrated properly last Saturday. We won't get into details, but
a little bit too far.
I got excited, man. I was just like, we both did. It was a really good time, though.
Right, but so we're definitely like, not... I just hung out with Brandon all night while you two disappeared.
I mean, yeah, but it just happens sometimes. I know. But, it's going to be a while till we do that again, or just, like, never again.
It'll come eventually.
We'll take it easy. Hey, we're getting older now, so it's a little bit harder. Harder on the body. Well, yeah, but welcome, man. How you liking it so far?
Well, everything is good except for the heat. The heat is
kind of unavoidable. Yeah. It's kind of Texas out here, so.
Hot. Dry heat. It's like you're walk outside and it's just you're wet.
Dude, yeah, it's swamp ass weather.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, the good thing is like you'd miss like most of the crazy rain, so you didn't get that disgusting humidity. But it's a lot drier now. At least I'm working outside every day, so I'm like I know the difference. Right? I sweat like a nasty though every day too, so I don't feel as bad though. Like yesterday was hot as hell, but I didn't feel like the humidity and all that stuff on it. Also, I just went home, but but no, I feel you there. Like it's pretty aggressive out there right now. I'm not gonna lie. But yeah, that's about the worst of it though. So glad you're enjoying your time.
Yeah, man, the food scene is just so much good food here.
Yeah, dude, it's tasty.
Except for that pork that almost killed you.
Yeah, true. Yeah. Kirk, you're missing out, man. You can come back. Not forever, but.
Hang out short time.
It's gonna be a while before I get back down there again.
A while?
Wow. I had to do a welcoming house party.
And your birthday's coming up too. Oh shit, your birthday's coming up too. I gotta get your gift. Yeah. I think you'll like it. We talked about it briefly.
What's her name?
On Saturday, but you're gone as shit. So I'm just like, you don't remember, but I remember. So hopefully you like it.
A lot. You're getting a snake. That's what you're getting. Corey's buying you a snake. let me correct that. He's not buying it for you. He's catching one in the neighborhood.
Hey, you can do that, man. Whatever you want, dog. You want a Texas rat snake or a fucking water moccasin or some shit. That might take a little bit more doing, though. So.
Can you get me a scorpion farm?
Oh my gosh. Dude, you probably could run one. Encountered. I didn't. But there was a couple a couple scorpions that were around the house at some point. Yeah, like last week or week before that. I still have not seen a live scorpion here yet. Turk's killed, like, how many have you killed, Kirk? Like,
killed two? A few, like two or three.
Yeah.
Watch out for those babies.
Yeah, dude. Watch out for those indeed. I gotta watch my boots, though. I think a spider, like, came out of my boot.
There's a spider.
One in the morning. So I was like, yeah, dude, it's crazy. Cause I was just like, and I'm just gonna put my boots on. I was like, holy shit. This is like this wolf spider. I was like, oh, he's like, what's up? And I'm like, dude, what are you doing here? Front door's like, over there.
Chilling. Yeah.
Fuck that nonsense, man.
It went to the door and then it like falled into the crack. I'm like, no, because your bitch ass is gonna come back in here. I'm like, get out, like just go. I had to flick it out with like a little one of those door hanger pamphlets and shit. Yeah, I was like, Jesus. But then I had to like check every morning for like scorpions and spiders and shit, because, you know, arid climates. But either way,
cat for that reason to help out with that stuff.
Yeah, she's pretty good. She's pretty good hunter. Yeah, she's pretty decent. But yeah, it's either way, that's just what's going on. However, friend, your site has launched.
It finally launched my site. So
yes,
that took a lot of procrastinating, and then a lot of like I just didn't want to buy the domain for a while, and then I finally like started working, and then it was just nonstop.
Yeah, so, yeah. Well, but,
yeah,
because you were sorry, my bad. You
what's the website for the people?
Oh, so basically, what happened was my old platform. I was using SmugMug, and it was super limiting of what I can do, and I couldn't. I basically can like sell pictures on it and that's it, but only like through their three approved vendors, and their three approved vendors were just like shit quality. I won't say who, but it's just like good. The process wasn't good. It's just like everything was bad about it. So yeah. I'm like, I need a new platform. So I looked up more of an e-commerce site build. So like, I guess design pretty wise, it won't be like the best amazing looking site or whatever, but functionality wise, it's like, it's perfect. Cause it'll have everything I can do. I can do like, you guys can book like consultations, you can buy videos, pictures, like my book, like everything is like one-stop shop. And that's what I wanted, but I needed like a crazy site that people could handle like that traffic as well as handle like all the functions. So yeah.
That works. It looks good as well. Got to see all those pages. I was like, oh, there's so many pages.
is that VantowskiPhotography.com? Is that what we're looking at?
Yeah, so I switched it from Ventowski Photography to YuriVentowski.com.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
For the people.
For the peeps.
It's just
gotta check that out. Yeah, get some sweet prints.
Yeah, buddy.
Some books.
Spell that traditional way.
Oh, always.
Always.
Yeah, because I remember when you were, you'd been working on that for quite some time. And it just like, you'd like text me, like call me and be like, oh, like working on this page. I like this page. It'd just be hours upon hours. I'm like, good God.
But it's hard because like, I had to teach myself how to figure out the website and then like design it. And then it's like, oh shit, now I need, like, here's just like my main picture, and I had to break it down different like web sizes, and it took forever.
Yeah. It looks good though, man. Everything's on there. Like, it looks like you're able to do a lot more than you could before. So it's a start. It's a start, you know.
It is. So, yeah.
It would have been a bit to do like go through like a web designer, right?
Yeah.
Like someone independent or whatever like that. So,
yeah.
You know, even though, you know, it's good to support the peeps that are out there, but I know it can be a pretty penny.
The only thing that really I would need a web designer for is kind of like just tightening up certain things on there. Like there's some awkward spacing, and then like size of things are kind of awkward, but like all the pieces are there. There's kind of like a nitpicky thing that as a designer, I don't like, but
yeah,
people won't even notice.
Right.
Yeah.
True.
What was your favorite part of designing the site?
Not putting it in an actual web. Keeping it in Photoshop.
Yeah. because you think about it and like you're like, this is exactly how I want to look. So let's go into Photoshop and like, oh, this is gonna be here and I'm gonna put this there. Like this is the typeface that I love to do.
Chrome's like, nope.
You can't put that there. Oh no, you can't have this typeface. We don't have that available. It's just like what?
it was a little tricky, but it worked out.
Yeah.
So
what's real quick, what's everything that you like offer on there for people that are I guess
playing along at home?
Yeah.
So it's basically not just photography. Like if people want me to like help process their photos or like guide them through stuff, like that's an aspect, but I guess my design life, I'm very like experienced in branding design and working with big brands as well as like different marketing material and all that jazz. So if people need to like want to grow their Instagram or they want to start their social media or kind of be like, how do I market myself in that way? They can book consultation with me and we could talk about it. And I have like a big like social deck that I'll present, and people who I've presented to, they found it really helpful. And my last client who I like went through him and kind of broke down his stuff, he had never been like featured on Instagram or anything. And now he's just like constant. So like he's seeing immediate results, which is really nice.
Nice.
Every time like he gets like featured on big pages, like, yo, thanks dude. Like still helps and it's still going. So I'm like, nice, man. It's awesome. Keep killing it. So that's like one page. And then I have different, like I've video tutorials. Unlike my other site, this site now I feature two out of the four, it's like four or five videos. I'll have raw files included. So if people want to like play with my files, they can. And so like before that wasn't available. So now that's a thing. And then of course my book, which I have to start getting ready for like my volume two and getting through that and figuring what publication or what printer I'm going to use for that. And I'll probably just self-publish that again. So I'll be fine. And then what else do I have? Then of course the prints. So I broke it down like five or six main sizes. So you have like small, medium, like large one, large two, and then XL. So I figured those are like the main types of things people are buying. So I kind of limited. So it's like, you don't have this weird, I don't know, like just long skinny print. Like I kind of control that. So
yeah.
Unlike the other site, they will have like, it'll just be kind of weird how it comes out. So they'll have people manipulate it, but I want to make sure the quality of the prints are as high as possible. So if I control that, then I can assure the customer will be like super happy. So
right. That was
another change I had to make. So yeah.
What's the size of the one that you would, got for me? It's like right next to me.
I think that one was, oh man, like I don't know if it's 24x36 or
definitely not that.
18x24.
I think it's 18x24.
Yeah, it might be 18x24.
It's the only thing I have up because you know it's me. Well. Yeah, no, I love that piece. And it's printed on metal and all that stuff too.
Yep,
no print. It's I'll show the people, but just real fast.
I order like myself a print on the acrylic. They're a lot more expensive, but I've heard like the quality is like pretty nice. It's a little different than metal, but metal is a good comparison. So you get that nice like glossy kind of look.
Look how glossy that is. Look at all those glares and all that stuff. Oh my god. Look at that detail, people. Yeah.
Yeah.
That could be on your wall, guys.
Do it. Buy something. Support a
friend. Not me, but you know. Support the man. You know, he's working hard. He's working real hard. So, you know.
I'll have to create like a discount code for your network.
Oh
sweet. Yeah.
You
can use that code. And I'd know the traffic would come through you guys too. So,
yeah, no, for sure. Yeah. No, we should do that. Bert, make a note.
I already did. I got one. 75% off for
Brennigan's Law.
What?
Yes,
oh my God.
Just on play.
just going on down a Futurama hole over there.
Yeah, dude, I love that show.
Yeah,
where did the Impressionist Winter Moon painting come from there behind you?
Oh, it's just at the Airbnb that I'm renting out right now. So there's a lot of weird artwork.
He picked it up from IKEA, you know. But it's all good. My bad.
No, that looks more like a vintage Raymore and Flanagan.
There you go.
They're like, oh, guys, we sell furniture. We sell some paintings, too.
That's what we want. Like,
Gary's got some great work. Mm-hmm. He's like, I just make these on weekends, guys. You know, it's no big deal. I'm playing.
Stupid expensive back there. Well, probably. Whoops.
Cost like $10,000. I'm like, oh, shit. My bad.
You think they want to be on the podcast?
Yeah, trying to backpedal as much. I'm like, no, this is actually a very beautiful piece.
Yeah, it made me feel things in my soul.
Mustache twizzling.
Mustache twizzling.
Huh? I don't know. Is that what people do? I'm trying to grow my mustache like that. I don't think I'll ever get to that point.
So you can twizzle it?
I can twizzle it, man.
Would it be a pull and peel or a classic?
I don't know. I don't know any of those names.
You have to have a cane and
strawberry, cherry.
Looking like Mr. Peanut or something like that. Like, I'll do it. You know, I will. Oh my God. Nah, man.
Is that another one of your dream outfits?
It might be.
A monocle, top hat, no pants, no shirt, and a cane.
Halloween 2021.
I think it might be closer to June 25th, 9 p.m. Central time.
I might, dude. Hey, if I can find a jacket with some tailcoats. That was like long, like kind of like, you know what I mean? Like that small tail kind of thing going on.
Big fox from Pinocchio.
Yeah, dude, I can do it. I'll do it up. All right. See, clearly we're getting to the ridiculous part of the show, which means we probably should wrap up. But
fair enough.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Thanks for coming on, man. At such short notice. Appreciate you.
So I still got some questions here, Corey.
Wait, you still got some questions? My bad. Some
questions there, Dusty Hat.
My hand is pretty dusty.
So I never got the story. Like, why the move to Austin? I can understand, you know, want to make a move from Junction, but why the move to Austin? That's a good question.
So,
Corey, you're just worried about it.
Move to Oregon.
Everyone knows.
And that just kind of went bad, like, after since Corona kind of popped off and, like, just the city just kind of went downhill from that. And just like, I've heard even now it's not really the same. And just things are still kind of problematic there. So, true or not, I don't know. But I was trying to look for other places that I would like to live. And I'm like, well, I used to visit Coco Chanel Butter over here. Like, I don't know. It was frequently when I just hop on Frontier and like pop over. The flights were cheap. So, I would enjoy Austin, and you know, we had some good times. So I'm like, well, I think I'd live there. And my girlfriend mentioned, like, yeah, one of these days, like, I want to live in a city. I'm like, careful what you wish for. We can make it happen. So now we're little city dwellers.
Yeah, so, buddy.
Yeah, I figured it'd be cool to live in a cool city when we were younger versus like older in life. Because now it's like, okay, we can do the city life, and there's very similar demographic, at least to my age and your guys, our age and whatnot. And just kind of enjoy that side here. And when we're older, like, I kind of want to just buy this huge giant house in the woods and have my own thing and not see anybody. So
yeah. I figured, let's just grow your beard out
for a little bit. Yeah. Yeah.
Get the count going.
It's probably going to take 20 years for you to grow an actual beard, but you know,
yeah. You know,
I feel that for you.
But yeah, so basically the requirement that I wanted is like for like a cool company for design stuff, so I can not have like this huge year-long struggle of trying to like get photography just pumping or be a sole contributor to like my revenue stream. So design will just like really make that just constant pay bills and stuff. And I saw a company that I've been following for like a decade or more, probably more at this point, since I was in high school. And their sister company opened up, and after like, I don't know, six or so interviews, I got in, and they're like, yeah, whenever you have to move to Austin, then we'll welcome you and stuff. So they gave me like a, when like everybody is kind of doing their official move-in date, which was about a few weeks ago or so. So other than that, I've been working remotely for about 4 months. And then, yeah, being in an office has been a weird dynamic.
For sure.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's kind of getting used to that and on to the next step.
Can you say where you're working, or is that part of that 17-part NDA we discussed earlier?
Oh, no, that's just like for just Banksy in general. But no, I work for a company called Atmosphere, whose sister company is called Chive. And Chive used to be like a huge internet company, or like an entertainment company for a while. And we just had a big meeting Friday. I don't know if you saw my Snapchat of the shenanigans that were going on there.
Oh, no, I didn't actually.
Oh my, I've never seen shotgun a beer so fast in my life. Like I clicked record and it was done. We timed it, it was less than 2 seconds.
Was that part of the interview process for the Chive?
Right. No, that's a different interview process, but it was like a company gathering. We did like a social thing. So yeah, Atmosphere is cool. It's basically just a streaming service that we offer just tons of different like just of different content channels, from Chive TV, which is like anything viral, to kind of the lower like chiller TV, like Escape, which is if it's, you're like in a dentist office or something, kind of like relaxing and stuff, and everything in between. Right. And it's growing. It's over 55 channels, and now we're going to be adding news, and it's a lot of stuff going on. So
cool.
Yeah,
I feel like not right now, but like you go into lots of bars, and Chive TV is always like whatever sports games on, and then Chive TV.
Yep,
that's cool.
Just gas stations and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, buddy. So it's crazy how much it's blown up, and all the venues that were taken over, and right now, so there's a lot of things that are in the works that I can't discuss probably, but there's some big brands that we're going to be partnering with, which is cool.
Thanks, man. Proud of you.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, of course.
All right, Corey, so we got to work on getting our viral video game up.
I guess so, man. What do you want me to do? Featured.
Did you rent that yellow suit yet? That yellow zoot suit?
No, I have not, but I'll make sure I get right on it. Why do I have to do all these things, by the way?
I mean, you know someone who knows someone who works directly in the content curation, so.
Exactly. So, like, that's the thing. I'm like, you look better in front of the camera than I do, so. We've already talked about this. Yeah, we already talked
even
about
like this.
We were discussing potential business opportunities earlier. Yeah.
Things.
Get that lower down.
Yeah. Get it a little bit lower. I have to cut eye holes in it for you.
Yeah, I might have to. Like a cartoon character. Yeah. No. Yeah. No, I mean, I don't mind. I mean, I've had some acting experience, so why not? Mm-hmm. Might as well, pit me out, I guess.
That's right. Will Smith over here just making movies.
That's right. We've tried dabbling in the on-demand streaming content. pay for play arena. Okay, might be time to go now.
Schemes come true after dark.
Yeah. Right. Oh god! Brought my lighting equipment.
Hey. Ooh. Oh, dude! I need you. I do need you for some reference photos, though. So we'll do that at some point.
Which I thought about that, like, I can just use my phone.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I remember I asked about that the other week, and you're just like, I don't have time. I have to work this very, very important job, and blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, just like quick photos. You're like, I can do that on my phone. I'm like, yes. Like we did in Denver.
Freaking did it Saturday. 2 seconds. That would have been bad.
So. On Saturday, God, I can't even imagine.
Saturday. Yeah, we were
at the Barbs. I think it was the gym.
Hey, Nick.
Hey.
For the folks at home, for people in Austin, is Barb's a real bar or not?
Barb is real, but barely.
But barely. Do we need to prove that it is again?
No.
Barb's is definitely a real bar. I had a bouncer put out a cigarette on my palm at Barb's, so yeah, that's a real bar.
Are you serious?
Oh yeah, it was my fault. I was dancing too hard. The open palm got too close to the bouncer, and he was just like,
"That's hilarious."
Yeah, that was not a fun experience.
I still have the scar to this day. Do you?
I might. I'll have to look.
Oh my
God. The lighting in the murder room is not so good. I got to get another shitty lamp to put in here.
Yeah.
I think we should go
there. A lot of things happen at Barb's.
Not as bad as we did the other day.
No. You know, we're going to save that for the bonus bullshit.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, we'll save that for...
I've had so many times at Barb's, I'm just damn.
We should have a Barb's roundup on bonus bullshit. But real quick, before we get out of here, can you give us just a real quick little something for the audience about maybe social media, some little piece of advice, a little one of Nick's nuggets, if you will.
Yeah.
Drop some nuggets, a nugget on these people.
With some sauce on there.
Yeah.
Basically, you're your own marketing team, so you have to put effort to receive anything back. You can't just, expect things to happen. Because even these big influencers or whatever, they're like, oh, my God, they just blow up, but they put in a lot of back work that people don't really see, or maybe they don't want to talk about because it's, their kind of secrets. And also, take advantage of new and upcoming platforms. So I learned that, I guess, talking to the CEOs who are obviously my bosses at work, Atmosphere and Chive. And they're like, the reason why we blew up as big as it did is we started when YouTube started. And before Facebook, before everything was kind of big name as it is now. And they took advantage of all these upcoming platforms. And as much as I hate TikTok, if people who are taking advantage of when it's really started to blow up 4 years ago, or people I was getting dumped with marketing ads, what is this stupid TikTok thing? And if people infiltrate that, okay, maybe it will become a thing, so I'm going to start putting content, they're going to skyrocket faster when it eventually catches fire, you know?
Right.
So whatever's the next thing, I'd recommend just kind of putting your effort into it and see if it takes off. And it might be a few years later, but then, you're going to be the first person who has all this content, and then you're going to be one of the top people. So
yeah. Getting on that ground level.
So I guess that's a little nugget. Nick Nugget.
Yeah. Corian, you laughed at me for starting a Friendster page for us.
I knew that wasn't a good bet.
MySpace is back, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Tom. Tom has returned in a big way. Good Lord, those MySpace days. We're not going to get into that. That's bonus bullshit material.
We'll get into that.
What was your MySpace song real quick?
I don't remember. I really don't remember.
I don't remember mine either.
All I know is
the memories.
Oh boy.
All I know is
some yellow card song.
Oh geez.
Really big in the yellow card.
I had used that as my method of online dating before anything else came out for online dating. Mm-hmm. That was And I was actually pretty successful at it. Yeah. I know who I am.
We've done some things.
Yeah, I bet your song, you don't want to tell us, it was I'll Make Love to You by Boyz II Men.
I mean, I'm not saying it wasn't, but.
If the shoe fits.
I thought he was into flip-flops.
The flip-flops.
All right, we gotta get out of here.
if you wanna find all of the cool stuff, photos, books, consultation services, check out yurivantowski.com, spelled the traditional way, anywhere, and then follow him on Instagram. It's Yuri Vantowski. There's no underscore, is there? I can't remember.
Yeah, there's underscore.
Underscore.
So Yuri underscore Vantowski on Instagram. Check him out. He's got our Brazilian followers helping out, you know.
Like a promo code for this podcast specifically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll go from there.
People. Oh, my sweet. God. I just remembered what my my song was for MySpace.
What was it?
Oh God, no, Rochester.
You can't play it. We'll get
I can't. No, I'm not gonna play it. No, there's a Rochester call coming into my phone. No, it was booty 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 rocket everywhere.
It was Miss New Booty. Oh yeah. My God. Yeah. Miss New Booty. Woo!
That was my shit back in the day. Nice. Nice. All right, we gotta go.
Make sure people to, you know, do the old rate, review, subscribe for us, and follow us over on Instagram at Schemes Come True Network. And if you want to help keep the lights on or add lighting to the Schemes West studio, check us out over on Patreon at patreon.com/schemescometrue.
Schemes West, baby.
We're adding new member every month, so come along. Slowly but surely. Yeah, slowly but surely. We're building steam over there. Yeah. So check us out over there, and we'll talk to you next week.
Oh wait, the Patreon shout outs.
Oh yeah, damn it! So our Patreon, we got to do the Patreon shout outs. Thanks as always to Peter B, Sean J, the lovely Seymour Butts.
Like an ego.
Barden Creative.
Barney.
Yeah, who's going to be stateside soon. So that'll be cool. The soon to be married young gun himself, Cam G.
Young gun.
Oh, there you go. You finally got it.
I finally got it, dude.
And welcome again to our newest patron and all around Cars conspiracy theorist, Jake.
We gotta get an episode with Jake again.
So. Yeah, we do. We got that scheduled up for next week.
I guess so.
Yeah. All right. We'll see you soon, people.
Later, guys.
Bye.
Thank you.